The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome. It is Friday, and it is a good day here at the Liberty University studios of the Todd Starnes radio program. And a lot of weird stuff going on in the news, both nationally and internationally, both in the world of politics and the world of culture. And the great news is we're going to talk about all of it today on the program. Also, we're going to have some great guests. Our good buddy Mike Huckabee drops by, as always, on Friday. Harmeet Dillon is going to be here, along with Congressman Pat Fallon from down in Texas. Man, what we have a crazy story about illegal aliens and the Biden administration sending these illegals into your towns, your communities in the dark of night. It is a frightening story, and we will talk to the congressman about that a little bit later on. We are not at war, so good news. So far, so good. We are not in a shooting war with the Russians just yet. As a matter of fact, it seems to me the only people that are wanting us and almost wishing us to be engaged in an armed conflict with the Russians is the Biden administration. We're going to get into this conversation phone call that President Biden and the Ukrainian President Zelensky had yesterday. It did not go well for Biden. We understand from our sources up in Washington that Zelensky's people were saying Biden was getting lost. He was rattled. He didn't have his facts together. And it was so bad, even CNN was reporting on this. And get this, folks, this is what's fascinating. CNN actually said Biden is the call went badly, so much so that the White House put out a statement condemning CNN's reporting, and then suddenly the whole report just poof disappeared. We were going to bring you the audio, and it's gone. We can't find it anywhere. That's how bad things are. Not even the folks in the leftist media, the propagandists, or the drive-by media, not even they can contain or control the Biden administration's ineptness. So we will there's more to tell you about on that in just a little while. And also the legality of Biden's announcement yesterday that he is going to specifically pick a black woman for the Supreme Court. And a lot of people are now saying, wait a second, you can't do that. That's unconstitutional. That is illegal. It's against the law. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. And you guys know the drill. You can call. And if you disagree with me or you want to challenge me on something, we're going to send you right to the top of the list. We also have some great trivia, an opportunity for you to win some great prizes today as well. I want to start off, though. It's a weird story, but I'm just fascinated by this. So late yesterday afternoon, word came down that there was a shooting on Interstate 65 right outside of Nashville. So this is really closer to, if you're familiar with that area, there's Nashville and then the southern suburbs, a very affluent area, Brentwood, Tennessee, which is, by the way, the wealthiest zip code in the state and one of the top wealthiest in America. So Brentwood, Tennessee, Franklin area. And there was a report of a guy just sitting there on the side of the road on one of the guardrails. And the state trooper pulls up and told the guy, you know, hey, buddy, you're not allowed to be here. You can't be here. It's not safe. It's whatever. And the state trooper offered to take the guy to a place off of the interstate. And as you probably heard the story now, the guy's, what, 32, 33 years old? He's in his 30s. A guy named by the name of Landon Estep. And he was going, we don't have all the details of that encounter, but for whatever reason, between the time he said, hey, let me take you somewhere, and as they were heading to the patrol car, the guy either lunged at or walked away from the state trooper and brandished a box cutter. So that led to a standoff that literally shut down one of the busiest interstates in the area of Nashville. It was unbelievable. And then you have all of these police officers that descend on the scene, and we've got the video up at toddstearns.com, and the way it's being portrayed in the media is that you had 9 police officers open fire and shoot and kill, assassinate, execute. These are the words that they're using in the mainstream media, execute this guy. And now we have, and I, my hat is off to the Nashville Police Department, because they got the body cam video out there lickety split. And I want to play, this is the officer. So there was an off-duty officer who showed up, and the police are coming under fire. They're just under fire. They're being accused of assassinating this guy. And people are wondering, well, why didn't they use a taser? Why didn't they, you know, why didn't they try to, like, arrest the guy? You know, why didn't the state trooper put the guy in handcuffs? Why did they have to shoot this guy? I'm going to explain that in just a moment. But I want you to hear, this is what was transpiring before the actual shooting.
Landon, we don't want to hurt you. We don't want to shoot you. And you don't want to hurt us. Right? I got kids to go to. I got a family to go home to. And I was on my way doing that. But my God put me here so I can help you out today. And you know it. And you damn sure know it. I know it. Come on, brother. Just drop it. Landon, please, brother, don't do this. Please don't. Please. You've been talking to me the whole time, brother. Please. Do it for me. I give you my word. I will help you out. Okay. Look, here, take them off. Come on, brother. That makes you feel better. Take the sunglasses off. No big deal.
My sunglasses off. Eye to eye.
I've been talking, brother. Look, I don't have a damn vest on. And I still stopped at the interstate because I want you to go home today. I don't want you to end up dead inside the interstate. Nobody wants that. This folks right here, they got kids in the cars. Look at that, kids over there just sitting by. Don't give them that show, brother. Okay? Please. They're going to have to live with this too. Not just me and you. Please. Just drop it, brother. That's all you got to do. I promise you. Get your hand out of your pocket. Drop the knife. And I guarantee you, I will have an ambulance here to help you out. You will not go to jail if that's what you're worried about.
Nope. Come on. Not taking anybody to jail then, man. I'm not doing that.
Come on, Landon. Please. Help me help you. That's all I'm asking for. Come on, brother. Just drop the knife. Get your hand out of your pocket. If that's a gun, what you got in there, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. We'll fix it. I'm not too worried about that right now. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you, Landon. Come on, brother. Just drop it. Come on. I know you can do it.
So, look, this off-duty officer, I mean, That's pretty compelling stuff here. I mean, this is happening literally on the interstate while people are out of their cars. On the interstate, they're out of their cars. Everybody's got the phone videos out. This is happening during rush hour. And this was like a multi-hour event happening here. And so the guy was pleading with this man. So he had a box cutter in the left hand. And the problem was not the box cutter. The problem was what he was doing with his right hand. And so he had his right hand. Now, when you look at the eyewitness video, you can't see what that guy was actually doing. But with the body cam footage, you can actually see what the officer saw. And what they saw was this guy beginning to lunge towards them as he was pulling something out of his pocket, which they described in the police press conference as a silver cylinder type thing. It turned out not to be a gun, but that's what it looked like. And when that happened, this guy lunges forward. There were at least a dozen police officers, nine of them opened fire. Here's what that sounded like.
Landon, come on, brother. Landon, please, brother, don't do it. Don't do it. No, no, no. No, Landon.
And that's it. Gun down right there on the interstate. Kids in cars. The off-duty officer had his wife and child in the car, so they saw all of this. It was a horrible thing. A terrible tragedy. We don't know what was going through this guy's mind, but when you, at the moment he lunged towards those officers, those cops had no idea what he was doing. But at that moment, he made the wrong choice, or maybe he made the choice he wanted to make. And it seems to me, Grace, you've seen the video, you've seen the footage there.
It's very compelling.
I mean, it's just, so now people are, now the debate is raging. Okay, did the police overreact? Why didn't they tase the guy? You know, why couldn't they have used something more, you know, non-lethal?
I do think it's really easy for us, though, to sit there not in the situation. I mean, if you think the guy is pulling a gun out, it's tough, you know.
Think about this. That Mount Juliet police officer, he was the guy right there. I mean, mm-hmm. he could have taken a bullet. The police officer, I mean, exactly. If it was a gun, that police officer would have been killed in front of his family.
I mean, I feel like you try to make that a last resort, but he was trying to, you know, get the guy to calm down and such, and he couldn't.
It wasn't like they just rushed in. And,
it wasn't like a jerk reaction.
Right. Yeah.
They talked to the guy like, hey, stop.
So a couple of observations here, because there was a lot of outrage on social media until they began showing photos of the guy who got shot. And all of a sudden, all of the fears, and there were talk, Nashville's going to burn. And then all of a sudden, when the photos of the victim came out, guess what?
Crickets.
Nothing. People stopped talking about it. The activists, they went away. That was it. Crickets.
I noticed it wasn't in this morning's headlines, you know, on.
No.
And I would have thought it would have been.
Let's be honest. If it had been a person of color who had been gunned down on that interstate, Nashville would be burning today.
Oh, man.
You would have every national news anchor down there. But the question is, did the cops do the right thing? You know, I'm not a cop, but I will say this. If I was a cop and I was there and I'm trying to, you know, rationally talk to somebody, and I'm patient with this person. Mm-hmm. I've been there for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And then all of a sudden, that guy lunges at me and pulls something out. You know, and you can see it. It's as if he was aiming something at those. Hey, I would have pulled the trigger.
Mm.
I mean, at that point, it's either you or the bad guy.
Yeah.
And again, I say bad guy. We don't know what he. I mean, was it against the law for him to sit on the guardrail?
Either shoot or be shot.
Exactly. And I, you know, at that point, as a police officer, you're wanting to go home to your family at night.
Exactly.
So I'm curious to know what you guys think about that, because this is, I mean, here in the state of Tennessee, it's sort of a conversation. The only reason it's not a national conversation is because the guy was white. I mean, let's be honest about it. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I was getting a little bit of hate mail on the social media platforms. Starnes, you're sensationalizing this. Well, it's not sensational. Look, you had 9 cops opening fire on a suspect in the middle of an interstate during rush hour. I mean, that in itself is a pretty darn sensational story. So we're not sensationalizing anything. It's just, but again, you get to see, it's rare that you get to see the cops in action like that. And again, from 2 different vantage points, you see what you think you saw, but then with the body cam footage, you see what actually happened. My question is, did they go too far? That seems to be the argument out there. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Tennessee, Amanda, listening to us on KWAM, our awesome app. Hi, Amanda, what's going on?
I just wanted to give a different perspective on the gentleman standing out on the side of the highway like that or sitting on the guardrail. He was planning on trying to commit suicide or do something, whether he was going to run across traffic and get hit by a car or, you know, he's going to cut his wrist with the box cutter. And, you know, and I think people have the misunderstanding. Cops don't want to shoot someone. They're out there to serve and protect us, not to go out here and try to kill somebody every day. And that's not what they set out to do. But I believe that man had in his mind he wanted to die that you know, yesterday.
You see, and Amanda, I'm with you. When I saw the body cam footage and I saw the guy, you know, lunge at the cops and pull his hand out of the pocket with whatever that was, I thought suicide by cop. That's what I thought that was.
But you'd be surprised of how many people are jumping out in front of vehicles on busy interstates or even on busy streets there, you know, in Memphis or other places committing suicide or trying to commit suicide.
Really? Now, I had not heard about this. So that's a thing.
Yes.
Wow. It's bad enough. You know, here in Memphis, we have to worry about just getting shot at by the snipers. Now we got to be concerned with people just jumping out in front of the cars.
I haven't heard it, you know, but I have heard of it happening, is that people will just jump out in front of vehicles planning, you know, and I work for a hospital down there and, it's just kind of, you know, people come in with suicidal ideations.
Fascinating. Well, Amanda, thank you for the call. And I'm with you. I think this guy wanted to die for whatever reason, whatever was going on. And he used the cops to get his wish. Hey, let's go to North Carolina real quick. Dave, listening to us on WSIC. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Well, we have been dealing with these issues for years where people have been looking for a better way for officers to stop some of the things that are happening. And we developed a product here in North Carolina a couple of years ago that does just that. We make a spray that has no pepper, no OC, no respiratory issues, and we can deploy it with our standard can in excess of 20 feet, and it instantly shuts the eyes down. And then after 2 minutes, it blinks out, and there's no side effects, nothing respiratory, no allergics. It's all FDA and EPA approved food grade and cosmetic ingredients.
Dave, I've got about 10 seconds here. Are any police departments using your product here?
Yes, we have some in Texas, and Customs and Border Patrol has some. We've got it in several schools and all throughout areas throughout the country under test now. So, yes, it is being used.
All right. You know what, Grace, let's post a link. We've got your website here, Dave. We're going to post a link to it in the live show blog. Folks, you can check that out. And that's fascinating. So, and it doesn't stain either. Oh, that's always good. You don't want to leave a mark. Hey, got to take a break here, folks. We've got some developments between the Ukrainian president and President Biden. We'll tell you about that coming up next. I am a little particular when it comes to bath towels. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to tell you about my good buddy, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Not only do they make great pillows, they also make incredible towels. Mike found the best towel company right here in the USA, and they have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. Again, all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's what you're going to get. A six-piece towel set, normally $109, but now only $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including those awesome towels. Enter the promo code STARNES or call 800-839-8506 for this incredible radio special. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes.
Today, everybody, welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. By the way, tomorrow, you know what I'll be doing. That's right, Newsmax, going to be broadcasting President Trump's big rally in Texas. They will be the only major news network covering the rally. I watch Newsmax all the time, folks. You should, too. They have great shows, great guests, and they've got President Trump. And folks, I'm telling you, millions and millions of people are now watching Newsmax. They have made the switch from you know where to the other news corner of the world. By the way, if your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, give them a call and tell them you want them to carry Newsmax. You can also download the Newsmax app on your smartphone, which I do, and you can watch it free of charge. They don't charge you a penny. You can also sign up for the big Newsmax Trump list, and they provide you with breaking Trump news. All you have to do is text the word SKIP, S-K-I-P, to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747, and you will be among the first to know when President Trump makes his big 2024 announcement. By the way, I just got a text. They're very judicious about that, too. You're not getting a text every 30 seconds. I get maybe one or two a day max, so I really appreciate that. But they're also breaking news stories, which is great. So, again, if you want to sign up for that big Trump list, text the word SKIP, S-K-I-P, to 39747. All right. I want to throw out, you know what? We're going to throw out a little trivia question here, Grace, because I'm just in the mood. I'm in the mood to give away stuff today. It's not that I'm feeling very socialist, because I'm not giving away other people's stuff. I'm giving away my stuff.
Exactly.
So we're giving from the abundance of what we have been blessed with.
Generous.
I'm feeling very liberal with my conservative values today. That means I want to spread it to everybody.
That's a good way to put it.
So I want to spread it. Okay, need to work on that. Need to work on the phrasing. All right. I know our managing editor, Caleb Park, would be very excited about this particular question because he's from Ohio, and there is a tie-in to our first trivia question. All of you football fans out there, we need to know the name of a famous NFL star, quarterback, actually, who announced his retirement this week. He announced he was going to retire from the NFL. Who was that? 844-747-8868. I gave you a clue. That's 844-747-8868 if you know the answer. And we'll put you on the radio.
So look, I told you that Biden and the Ukrainian president Zelensky were going at it. And Zelensky, there was a call yesterday that did not go very well at all. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. But a few moments ago, President Zelensky ripped President Biden a new one.
And we are grateful to the United States for their ongoing support to our sovereignty and territorial integrity. But I'm the president of Ukraine. I'm based here. And I think I know the details deeper than any other president. The question is not about the U.S. president. Because, well, we do understand what the risks are and which of those risks are priority risks. And we've discussed lots of questions. I would like to explain this a little bit. It's important that the president should know the situation from me, not from the intermediaries.
So, look, yesterday during this call, CNN and their reporters got their hands on the transcript, or at least they had knowledge of what happened in the call, and it did not go well. According to the reporting from CNN, the Ukrainian president had to stop President Biden. President Biden was yelling. He was losing his temper. He was getting his facts wrong. And the Ukrainian president had to say, hey, look, hold up. Here's what's going on here. Biden was reportedly telling Zelensky that a Russian invasion was imminent, that Kiev could be sacked, and to prepare for impact. And Zelensky's going, dude, what's your problem here? We're not facing an imminent attack. People are not freaking out. People here in the Ukraine are more concerned about gas prices than they are about the Russians invading their country. Now, look, that may or may not be true, but I'm prone to believe Zelensky because he's right there on the front lines. I mean, it's his border that's about to be invaded. So why do you think that Joe Biden is so hell-bent on fomenting some sort of an armed conflict between the Russians and the Ukrainians? Because right now, he's the only one. Now, it very well may be, and you've got a lot of conservatives are divided over all of this, but you've got plenty of people on both sides that are split over what's happening on that border between Russia and the Ukraine right now. But the Ukrainians do not seem to be all that much alarmed. Maybe they are. And maybe they just don't want to create mass panic in the streets. And maybe that's why Zelensky is so upset with President Biden right now. But something is just, it's not passing the smell test. Do you know what I mean? It's just not passing the smell test. So something is going on here. And we had a guest on the program yesterday, an expert in Ukrainian-Russian affairs, who told us that at the end of the day, this is really about what Putin's going to do. And nobody knows what Putin's going to do. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. We have Christopher on the line, who is listening to us on WDUN in the great state of Georgia. By the way, Christopher, new polling data out, that big Senate race up there, Herschel Walker holds a 3-point lead over that communist pro-abortion preacher, Raphael Warnock.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go Herschel.
Yeah, there you go. I would expect, and I'm quite frankly, I'm kind of surprised it's that close of a race. I kind of figured Walker would be literally walking all over that guy, but we'll see how that goes. You called in, though, to win a prize here. All right, tell us the name of the NFL quarterback who announced he is retiring.
Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes, sir, you are right. And his hometown, Findlay, Ohio, which is where our good friend and colleague, Caleb Parka, hails from. He always reminds us that's where Roethlisberger's from. Anyway, good guy Roethlisberger, and he's been good for Pittsburgh, and great for football. Hey, Christopher, we're going to put you on hold here. Congratulations, and Grace is going to get your info, and we'll get you a nice little prize package in the mail. All right. Where is that story I had here? So there is an interesting story out of Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, and there is a there's a private school over there. At one of these, one of the hoity-toity schools. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, these are the schools, you know, you got to pay, what, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to go to school there? Anyway, there's it's the Moses Brown School, and they're getting ready for Valentine's Day. Now, I remember when I was a kid in Valentine's, your mom would typically go down to Walmart, or back when I was growing up, we had something called the TGNY. And your mom would get you a pack of Valentine's Day cards. Grace, you probably did this when you were a kid for Valentine's Day.
We did Valentine swaps and stuff.
Right, so
I built a little mailbox, you know.
Oh, that's nice. And then you come home and you count your Valentines, yep. And you know, and
candy typically.
Candy. You get the little the little sugary candies that have like the, you know, Be Mine.
Oh yeah, the little sweethearts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like those.
I don't think they taste very good. But
I used
to
do pretty well. You know, I mean,
you had a pretty good loot.
Yeah, I was kind of in the middle to upper, you know.
Oh.
So, yeah, it wasn't like, you know, you didn't get any.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to be that kid.
No.
So anyway, there's a school, the Moses Brown Lower School in Providence, Rhode Island, Grace. And they sent out an email to all the parents alerting them that Valentine's Day was coming, but they're doing some new things this year. They have new rules and regulations regarding Valentine's Day. You ready for this one?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. So rule number one, they want the kids to steer clear of cards that only portray white people.
What if it has, like, puppy dogs on it or something?
Well, that's the whole thing, is that, I mean, when you're that age, I mean, typically it's like, you've got a cute little bunny or a little ducky,
a
little duckling.
It's like Disney characters and Marvel characters, like the guys choose like the superhero ones. It's like,
oh, Minnie's a lesbian.
I think
now,
you're
so
super, you know. Da, da, da.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean?
So, but you can't have white people.
I always chose the puppy dog ones.
You can't have white people on your Valentine's Day card.
Okay, noted.
So that you have to be more diverse.
Okay.
But it goes beyond that. So they also say that you should be representative. So when you're going out to get your Valentine's Day cards, you can't have gender normative cards. That's
the
wording.
Too much.
So you can't have, like, because back, you know, we're old school, and for you, old school was what, back in the early 2000s?
Yes.
Okay. So back in the 70s and 80s, when it was really old school, Grace, we would have, like, little boys would have crushes on little girls, and little girls would have crushes on little boys, okay?
Really?
That's kind of the way it's been.
Uh-huh.
All right? So not anymore. No, Moses Brown Lower School says, hey, we've got a lot of transgender first graders, and so you need to be more...
hey, you don't know what the kid in the photo on the Valentine identifies as.
Well, you've got to be... You have to be conscientious you've got to recognize that there could be little children that don't like little boys or little girls.
Maybe they're just shy.
I
mean, boys and girls get on my nerves too, but...
So they want the kids to exchange cards that promote inclusivity. That's what they're wanting.
Again, I'll just stick with the puppy dog Valentines.
You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds to me like whoever's making these rules and regulations over the school, they're the kids that didn't get any Valentine's Day cards when they were in school.
Or candy. And they didn't build the little mailbox.
Nobody wanted to be theirs.
Yeah, oof.
I
agree. They were
losers
there.
I think so too. And maybe I'm off base here, but when you look at the libs of TikTok and you look at the freak show that's teaching our children across this country, it just seems to me that it seems to me
be careful
that an alarming number of teachers in our public school system are the freaks and the geeks and the losers who did not go to the dates. They sat by themselves in the cafeteria, and now it's payback.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of this stems from traumatic childhood experiences.
I mean, you don't have to agree with me. If you think I'm wrong, I want you to... But
no, I know. I see the lives of TikTok. It's like, you know, I know lots of normal teachers out there, but...
If you are a grown adult and you need affirmation from a third grader that you're okay, they're okay with your pronoun.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
You got other problems.
You got
bigger problems, my friend.
When I see these kinds of stories where these people are trying to, look, the cancel culture mob, they ruin everything.
It's no fun.
It's freaking Valentine's Day.
A bunch of fun suckers.
Of course. They just suck the fun right out of life.
I'm not talking about a lot.
Suck it all. Right out of life.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we get it. It's not about love. It's about who gets the most Valentines. Everybody knows that.
But everybody wins, Todd. There's no winner.
You know, it's Valentine's Day is not a participation trophy holiday.
Yeah, heck, there's a lot of people that don't even celebrate it. So if you don't want to, just don't.
You know, what struck me was all the parents who were responding. Oh, yes, we just so affirm our school. They
really?
Are just, oh, yes, they were. There was nobody complaining about this. At least publicly. I think maybe they're afraid to.
Probably.
You know how the woke mob is.
You definitely
ridiculous.
Don't want to post it on social media.
Oh, jeez, Alou. And so then what's going to happen is, all right, like your superheroes, well, you'll have to have the Black Panther to balance out Superman, who's technically gay. So I guess Superman would be acceptable now, right?
Because Superman probably would be.
Yeah, it's just hard. Everybody's gay or lesbian now. Yeah, I just don't understand. Even Minnie Mouse. We know what that pantsuit's really all about.
Oh, my
we
gosh.
Know the message.
Overreacting.
I'm just saying. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starton Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, let's get to the phones. By the way, Open Line Friday. You say, Todd, what does that mean? Well, it means you can call in and talk about whatever topic you want to talk about today. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something that I'm discussing. We do that on Fridays around here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. John in Texas wants to weigh in on this dust-up between Biden and the Ukrainian president. Hey, John, what's going on?
How's it going, Todd?
Going well.
Yeah, I have a theory that prior to the transcript that was provided to the media, that Biden was feeling threatened that Zelensky was going to take his ice cream.
You think so? Could be. I'm not sure where, you know, if Biden gets his ice cream shift over there from Ukraine, who knows? Who knows?
I can picture Forrest Gump. Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
John, do you get the impression that Biden is sort of hankering for a war with somebody?
I mean, those poll numbers can't really go too much further down. So you've got to do something.
Well, they could. We're looking at historic levels. The Democrats are freaking out behind the scenes. And there are even some reports that Biden had no idea that Stephen Breyer was actually going to step down. And now they're scrambling. They're scrambling to find somebody to replace Justice Breyer. And there is some reporting, I think Jack Posobiec from over at Human Events, and John, thanks for the call. Jack Posobiec over at Human Events is reporting that they've actually asked Kamala, and she has turned them down. So we will, we're going to keep track of this. There's a lot of backstabbing going on. There's a lot of fear in the White House right now. They see that Biden is going down, and many of these White House staffers do not want to go down with the ship. So we're going to be getting a lot of leaks, and there have been a lot of leaks in this White House. But I the Ukrainian president, and he may be feeding us all a line, but he doesn't seem to be all that terribly concerned that the Russians are going to invade. Maybe he's off base here. Who knows? 844-747-8868. Again, open line Fridays. We're going to be going to your calls in the next hour of the program. Also, our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee, is going to drop by. Congressman Pat Fallon is going to be here along with our friend Harmeet Dillon. She is representing a mom in a transgender school case that will blow your mind. All right, folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
By the way, Grace Baker, yesterday we were having a conversation about the Supreme Court nominee, and I pointed out that I felt really bad for the Asian Americans out there who will not have a shot because they're not black or female.
Yes.
And I felt bad about the Native American Indian people who may not have a shot because they're not black or female. And I felt bad for Carl the Eskimo.
I feel the worst for him.
Who did not want to spend the rest of his life, you know, sawing a hole in the ice and fishing. He wanted to better himself,
poor
and
he
wanted to go to law school and was the best lawyer in Alaska. Somebody sent me a note yesterday from Anchorage. They actually knew an Eskimo named Carl.
No.
No, I'm serious. I had no idea.
I love this character so much.
I said, was
write
Carl
a book about him.
I just, was Carl the Eskimo an attorney? No, he was a fisherman.
Carl the Eskimo attorney, fisherman. It could be a good book.
It could have been, or
it could be your next book, Todd.
Or a Netflix series.
Oh, that too. You need to go out to Alaska in the middle of nowhere. You need to interview an Eskimo.
All that to say, people are really upset about this now, folks. By the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, Hour 2. People are very upset because they're saying that the president is breaking the law, that if you or I were to go out there and to announce that we were only hiring a person because of their skin color and because of their gender, that we would be in trouble with the law. And they're saying something, this is not right. Something needs to be done about this. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee, also the host of really the best program on Saturday nights across America, the Huckabee Show over at TBN. Governor, hope you're doing good today.
Todd, I am. I am fighting a cold, but it isn't COVID. I've tested negative, but just a little bit of a sniffle, but no fever, feeling great, and I know being on your show will completely heal me. It
no,
always does.
No, well, we're not a faith. This is not a healing radio show. We're not in the faith healing business. But hold on, Governor Grace. Could you get some wet wipes just after the phone conversation? Just so kind of, all right. Sorry about that, Gov. I hope you get a feeling better. So it's the weather.
You know, I feel fine. So the good news is I feel fine and all things. It's just, one of those little things where back of my throat is a little itchy and a couple of times I will cough occasionally, but I'm going to survive, much to the chagrin of people on the left who was hoping that this would be the demise of Mike Huckabee, but it isn't.
By the way, speaking of that, there is a story in my stack of stuff here. Sarah Palin, I guess, tested positive for COVID, and somebody photographed her in a restaurant in New York City. So now New York City is putting out sort of like a BOLO. If you have come into contact with Sarah Palin, you need to get yourself checked out. Shouldn't they be, like, I don't know, focusing on criminals and taking the bad guys off the streets? It's not like they're in the middle of a crime wave there.
Yeah, I'm much more concerned about being thrown into the path of a subway train or beaten up by some crazy guy with a hammer right in the middle of the day in the streets of New York and having the guy get out of jail less than an hour later and to do it to someone else. That would be way more frightening to me than bumping into Sarah Palin somewhere in Manhattan.
I'm with you on that, Governor. You know, I want to go back, though, to the president's announcement yesterday. Were you surprised that he, I mean, we all knew what he was going to do, but to actually come out and say it, that he was only going to be looking for black women to fill that Supreme Court vacancy, did that surprise you?
No, because he had committed that to James Clyburn, and I think if he's done anything else, he would have had really serious blowback from all the people on the left, and especially within the black caucus. It's a little, I'm troubled by the fact that he made this about race and gender rather than just say, I have found the very most wonderful qualified person, and then say, and incidental to that is that she's black and she's a female, but she's terrific. Because if I were the person nominated, I would sort of say, okay, before he came to me, he eliminated almost 93% of the American lawyers because they weren't black and weren't female, and he limited it only to the 7% of us who met those criteria. So I may not have been the best pick, but I fit the check marks that he wanted to get, and I just think that's unfortunate. So, you know, whoever he selects, Todd, is going to be somebody way to the left of most of us. But here's what I hope the Republicans are smart enough to do. Don't make this as big a deal as the Democrats did about Brett Kavanaugh. And the reason is because they're going to get this guy through or this lady through one way or the other.
Well,
point out some of the problems by asking questions and seeing what the answers are. May not be as bad as we think. But the bottom line is, it's not going to affect the outcome of court decisions because Breyer was already to the left. So this is going to be a leftist replacing a leftist. I think Breyer was a nice and decent man. But the Republicans don't need to use all their water for this fire. They need to save it for some others. And if they look like they're bullying this person, it will bite them in the backside big time.
Now, this is interesting because I did ask that question yesterday on the show. Should the Republicans, Kavanaugh or Bork, the Democrat nominee, just to get a little bit of payback? But to your point, and this is a valid point, this is a wash. I mean, where it's a liberal replacing a liberal, life goes on.
Yeah, there's not going to be a big shift in the court. We're not going to go from 5-4 conservative to 5-4 liberal. We just aren't. We can be deeply grateful that Donald Trump appointed three constitutionalists to be on the court. God help us, had Hillary been in the office and had appointed three and then Biden got one, the country would have been forever toasted. So we're in a very good place. And the point is, we don't have huge Republican majorities. What I would suggest is, if there are Republicans who in good conscience can't vote for this person, okay, so they vote against him. But there's going to be some Republicans who are leaving, and it doesn't really matter to their political future. I hope a couple of them will vote with the Democrats, get this person, unless they're just a wild-eyed, knife-in-the-mouth radical, and very well may be. But for the most part, allow this to happen for two reasons. One, it shows that Republicans are not just into blocking everyone that the president puts forth. We need to remind all of us that elections do have consequences. A president gets to make these appointments, whether it's employment, ambassadorships, and yes, court appointments. So all the more reason that we work hard and don't let this happen in 2024. But all of that having been said, this is Joe Biden's appointment to make. We didn't like it when the Democrats just went berserk over Brett Kavanaugh, and to a lesser degree, Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett. But the smart play here is to don't give the Democrats a weapon for the midterm elections, which is exactly what we would be doing if we go all out nuclear on the nominee.
You know, it's interesting. A good friend of this program, Mike Davis, they have a great website, article3project.org, and they keep track of all of the judges that have been rejected or filibustered by the Democrats. And the reality is that the Republicans had the opportunity to put the first Hispanic on the Supreme Court. They had an opportunity to put who they believe would have been the first black woman on the Supreme Court. But all of these candidates, and referring to Miguel Estrada, who was filibustered by Chucky Schumer seven times. Yeah. He was filibustered. So all this talk about, you know, on race and inclusivity, it's the Democrats who have been stopping the Republicans from doing that.
Well, the Democrats used the filibuster 327 times in 2020. Republicans used it once. So if it really is the end of democracy, then guess who's been lighting that fire? But we have to remember that we're not playing on a level playing field. We're playing on a playing field where the press has already tipped the scales in the favor of the Democrats. So what we've got to do is to play chess, not checkers. We need to play smart, not dumb. And we need to be strategic and look for the long game, not the short game. The big goal here is to win the 2022 elections, the midterms, and then take the White House back in 2024. Don't do something just to make a point that you're not going to win anyway on a Supreme Court seat that doesn't flip the court. This is the key. Now, if it was a court flipper, if this was going to make it go 5-4 the other way, okay, then it's worth a bigger fight. But this one is one that is going to keep the court just exactly where it is right now. You can call it a 6-3 or a 5-4, depending on which side of the bed Roberts gets up on each day. But my point being, be careful that you don't use all your water for too small a fire.
So this is not the hill to die on.
It is not the hill to die on. Oh. I know there are going to be some Republicans, probably some callers to your show, that will skin me alive for what I've said. But I've been in this business 30 years, and you have to pick your fights and pick the ones you can win, and pick the ones that put you in a position where you can win the bigger fight later on. And that's what we need to be winning, is the big fight. And that happens later. It's not this one.
No, I hear you. You know, Governor, look, you're the statesman here. I will say it would be interesting one of these days to see the Republicans give them a taste of their medicine. But this is not the time for that, is what you're saying.
Well, here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that they give them a rigorous hearing. Ask them tough questions about the Constitution and issues. But when it comes down to the vote, even after they've exposed them, don't make it so that you do everything you can to try to stop the actual appointment, unless, and I'll give this caveat, unless it is so outrageous, you know, that a person is an avowed Marxist or something and a person hates the Constitution, then it's the Democrats. But here's the thing, Todd, even then, the Democrats have to carry that burden of the person that gets nominated and affirmed all the way through these elections. And there are going to be some Democrats or some nominees that Joe Biden might put forward that would be an albatross around the necks of people running for the Senate as a Democrat.
All right, Governor, we're going to leave it there. Hey, what's coming up on the big show this weekend?
You are going to want to be here in person because Paula Deen is coming. She's going to be cooking with me this weekend.
Wait,
we're going to
what?
That's right. We'll probably have to have some biscuits and gravy. I don't know what all we're going to have, but Paula's going to be with us. And Lauren Boebert, congresswoman from Colorado, will be with us. She's been very controversial to many people. But we're going to get a chance to get to know her better than the media has allowed people to know her. And we're going to have some good times. It's going to be a lot of fun, as you can imagine.
That is going to be a riot. Paula Deen, Lauren Boebert on Huckabee this weekend, folks. We've got links to all the governor's platforms over on our live show blog. Governor, hope you get to feeling better.
Well, I'll feel fine. And by the way, with Paula coming, it's BYOB, bring your own butter.
I love it. Well, Well played for a Baptist. Well played. All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, everybody. And you, by the way, you can watch that show this weekend. It is my favorite show on the weekends. Folks, we got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Well, we have some breaking news from the great state of West Virginia, where the governor, I guess he's been getting a lot of blowback from people like Bette Midler and the Hollywood crowd. They're always crapping on the good people of West Virginia. And so anyway, Bette Midler had criticized Senator Joe Manchin, and Bette Midler said that the folks of West Virginia are poor, illiterate, and strung out. Which some people could say, speaking of strung out, I mean, you know, with the amount of surgery Bette Midler has allegedly had, I mean, you know, whoo, it's like a piano string, you know, you don't. I'm just saying. So anyway, Governor Jim Justice, speaking before the State House, decided to send a message to Bette Midler. This just happened mere moments ago. And he was giving his speech, his address, while holding his bulldog. Is this baby doll? Oh, my goodness. Baby doll. Bette Midler, how dare you come after the good people of West Virginia? How dare you, Bette Midler? I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to hold my dog, baby doll, in front of God and country. And Hollywood, and I got something to say to you.
Absolutely, too many people doubted us. They never believed in West Virginia. They never believed in West Virginia that we could do it. They never believed that the Nucors or the Green Power or Owens and Minor, they never believed they'd be here. They told every bad joke in the world about us. And so from that standpoint, baby dog tells Bette Midler and all those out there, kiss her hiney.
So the video, which if you follow us on Facebook, I posted the video on our Facebook page. He literally holds up his dog's buttocks to the camera. And Grace, you've seen this.
Yeah, that's a heavy dog.
It's a big dog.
Stocky dog.
It's a bulldog.
Yeah, it's a bulldog, all right.
You can kiss her, honey. I love it.
Do it for baby dog.
You know what? The guy's going to be able to be governor as long as he wants to be governor. Yeah. You know, people love that kind of stuff.
I love baby dog.
Remember baby doll? I mean, it was, what was it? It's baby doll is the name of the, right? Is it baby doll?
Yeah, I can't. Sometimes it sounds like baby doll. Either way, baby dog.
She's precious. All right, we got to go back into, do we have the old audio? Let's play this old audio of West Virginia Governor Jim Justice.
If you won't do it for your family, you've got to get vaccinated for baby dog. That's all there is to it. Now, she wants you vaccinated so badly, and she's going to absolutely be the one to lead us through on this, all these incentives.
Oh, God.
And without any question, she'll give you a high five right now. But you have got to get yourself vaccinated. She wants you vaccinated. I want you vaccinated. And I want a bunch of you to win all this stuff and everything. And that'd be just great.
Oh, that's right.
So anyway, yeah. I wanted to make you smile.
So they had the, they were doing the, if you get a jab, you could win a pickup truck.
Yes.
I remember that. That's...
If you won't do it for your family, you've got to get vaccinated for baby dog.
And baby dog's just sitting there like, the things this guy makes me do.
I was like, geez,
a little. And it's a girl. She's just like, When's my next streak coming?
Kiss her, honey. That's brilliant.
Kiss her, honey.
That is brilliant. If Bette Midler's coming after your state, by golly, you got to stand up and you got to defend your people.
Yep.
I love this. I think this is brilliant. I think more Republicans ought to be doing this.
Yep, more dogs.
Oh, by the way, remember when Biden was introducing Stephen Breyer. So Biden, at the we got this video, he turns around and he gives Breyer his face mask, his dirty, used presidential face mask. Breyer's like, what the hell is this? Jeez, Lou. I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Baby doll. Shame on you, Bette Midler. All right, so West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has become our favorite politician today. If you just missed this, a few moments ago, he was addressing the state legislature in West Virginia. Bette Midler had been insulting the people of his state, and also Senator Joe Manchin. She said that Joe Manchin was just like the good people of West Virginia. She said they were poor, illiterate, and strung out. So Jim Justice brought his bulldog into the chamber and delivered the following remarks to Ms. Midler and anybody else who has a problem with West Virginia.
Absolutely too many people doubted us. They never believed in West Virginia. They never believed in West Virginia that we could do it. They never believed that the Nucors or the Green Power or Owens and Minor, they never believed they'd be here. They told every bad joke in the world about us. And so from that standpoint, Baby Dog tells Bette Midler and all those out there, kiss her hiney.
In other news, the White House announced today that they have just got a cat named Willow. So there you go. And let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Texas, our good friend, Congressman Pat Fallon. Congressman, I got to tell you something. I'm kind of proud of the West Virginia governor.
I mean, Todd, I'm laughing for a few reasons. But I don't think you project strength when you have a cat.
No, it's great. Thank you. Now you know what's going to happen. I'm going to get all the calls from the cat lovers out there, but I'm with you on this.
No, I love cats. I just don't think you're protecting strength unless you have a tiger.
Well, there you go. The image, and folks, we've got this up on our website. Just he literally, Congressman, literally, he hoisted the dog's butt and directed the butt at the cameras and told Bette Midler to kiss his dog's hiney.
Oh, I love West Virginia.
You just can't make this stuff up. Congressman, big story that we've been following. Fox News had some exclusive video yesterday. In the dark of night, jetliners landing in Westchester, which is a suburb of New York City, and out come all the illegals. This has been happening in city after city after city. What's going on?
Well, they've been doing it for months. We just, you know, it's hard to catch them directly in the act, and sometimes they do it. You know, they're kind of hiding in plain sight, because I've been to the border several times. Last time I was down there was with President Trump, Todd. And you go to McAllen Airport, it's full of illegals, full of migrants. And they give them these manila envelopes that say, I don't speak English, can you help me connect to my next flight, that kind of thing. And what the American people need to know is that we are all underwriting, against our will, the greatest human trafficking and human smuggling and sexual trafficking operation in the world, and it's on Joe Biden's. The fault lays at his feet.
When you look at the numbers, and the problem here, and it's a challenge, I mean, even for all of us in talk radio, there are so many horrible things happening in this country. The country's burning down around us that you can't really focus on all of the big issues. But I think this is the biggest. We're talking about the sovereignty of our nation. We're talking about the safety and security of our nation here.
Well, there's no doubt. So let's run through some numbers really quickly to give people context. President Trump's last month where he wasn't a lame duck, which was December of 2019, there were 40,000 illegal border crossings. This last month of 2021, there were 178,000. So over 400%, four times worse. For the first time in history, we have seen 160,000 or more border crossings for 10 months in a row. For the first time in our history. We have seen over 2 million illegal border crossings in a calendar year. We have never seen this before, And it's because we had policies that worked. We had Wait in Mexico, that became catch and release. We had Build the Wall, that became Open the Gate. And then we had Deport Criminals, and that became Cartels Run Amok.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Congressman Pat Fallon. Congressman, I'm wondering how things are going along the border with those border towns. We've been hearing reports for a good year and a half now of towns that have completely just been overwhelmed and overrun.
No, there's no doubt. And that's, let's say you have a town of 30,000. You cannot, no town could accept 15,000 additional people, basically 50% increase in their population overnight. That's what's happening in some of these towns. The grocery stores, it's like locusts hit them. There's no food to be had. There's no hotel room for these people. And so the folks, this very interesting thing that's been happening over the last couple of years. The folks, and they're mainly Hispanic Americans that live, of course, on the border, we call it the Valley in Texas, are becoming overwhelmingly, they're running to the Republican Party. President Trump won Zapata County in the 2020 election. That's a border county. He almost won Starr County. It's another border county. There was an 18-year Democratic state rep. His name is Ryan Guillen. He just switched to the Republican Party and got Donald Trump's endorsement. And he said the reason why he switched is because the Republican Party is putting America first, and they're the rule of law party, and they're sick of the cartels, the chaos, and the crime.
Congressman, when you look at what's happening with the numbers of illegals, I mean, we're hearing reports. I believe the vice president herself was talking about they want mass amnesty for millions and millions of these people, and that raises even more concerns about integrity at the ballot box as we move towards the midterms.
Yeah, I don't think in California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, they're all too concerned about illegal votes, because those votes are being, and I say illegal meaning maybe an unlawful migrant or somebody that's voting twice. You know, Chicago's got built a great reputation of having dead people vote. And we, you say Kamala Harris, and I think of our border czar that came to the border all at one time in a year and went to the El Paso sector, which wasn't even the issue. But yeah, no, it's definitely going to affect our elections. And Tyler, we need to discuss something else that very few people talk about. There are 3.8 million people in the world today waiting to come to our country legally. 95% of those folks are people of color. So when the left injects race into this argument, it's absurd and ridiculous. And quite frankly, we could flip it back on them and say they're being racist because they're favoring one nation state primarily over all others. But of those 3.8 million people, these are the kinds of folks that you want to come to your country because they're waiting in their home countries, respecting the laws and the rules of the country that they want to become a part of. And then when it's their turn, if it ever gets to that day, they can come in. We need to absolutely, like President Trump said, we do not need a lottery system. By chance you get in, we need a merit-based immigration system.
No, I'm with you on that, and we've been talking about the ultimate victims here, aside from the American taxpayers, are those people who are trying to do the right thing, come here legally, and they've been waiting in line in some cases for many years, and they're being shoved aside so that the illegals can just invade our country and take our resources. I want to play something for you. This bit of audio just came in. You know, Kamala Harris heading down to wherever it is, Honduras, south of the border, and she got caught telling a lie. Take a listen.
So each country has its own identity, its own culture, its own history, and that should be respected, which is why you will see that I rarely, if ever, refer to it as the Northern Triangle.
In the Northern Triangle.
To focus on the Northern Triangle.
Not just in the Northern Triangle. To help the Northern Triangle. To combat violence in the Northern Triangle.
And to focus on the Northern Triangle.
One of my areas of focus, which is the Northern Triangle, that are affecting the Northern Triangle.
To provide immediate relief to the Northern Triangle, to address the root causes in the Northern Triangle.
So, Congressman, she's lecturing the media. How dare you not say the name of the country? Say the name! How dare you say Northern Triangle? And, again, hypocrisy exposed.
Todd, if liberals didn't have double standards, they would have no standards at all. I mean, that's just so ridiculous. And it's an acronym for three, basically, a nickname for three countries. Central America. I mean, who cares? The things that they worry about, you know what I worry about? I worry about the fact that, as you just said, the folks that are coming to the country legally wait, on average, about 9 years. I mean, almost a complete decade. It is unfair and un-American to have 2 million border crossings and then let far too hundreds of thousands of people into the country when we don't even know who the heck they are. There are 160 different, 150, 160 different countries. that have citizens cross our border illegally over the last few years. That's basically every country in the world. I thought a country was defined as borders, language, and culture. And we are not protecting our borders.
That is a very fair point. Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. I appreciate you coming on today, and have a great weekend, sir.
Todd, you are a great American, and anytime, God bless.
All right, Congressman Pat Fallon there from the great state of Texas. And you better pay attention, folks, because they are dumping illegals all over the place. All right, we're going to take a break here. Before we go to break, though, I want to toss out a trivia question. We need to know what well-known chocolate candy, we talked about this on the show this week, what well-known chocolate candy announced they will change their mascots to make them more inclusive. So what candy wants more inclusive mascots? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You just heard Congressman Fallon on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are so honored to have them as a partner and sponsor. Patriot Mobile, by the way, folks, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And that is important. It's important for us to support companies that share our values. And that's why we are honored to partner with Patriot Mobile. They have incredible nationwide coverage. And by the way, they have a plan to fit any budget at all, no matter how big or small. Are you a veteran, a first responder? They're going to give you even more discounts. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And use the promo code Todd. And they're going to hook you up with some great discounts. Do what I did. Drop those leftists and join our friends and patriots at patriotmobile.com. We'll be right back. All right, so we've got some news here from Pennsylvania. Earlier this morning, around 6 o'clock local time in Pittsburgh, a bridge collapsed. There were at least 10 injuries. People had to form a human chain to pull the people, you know, out of the gully. I mean, we're talking about a transit bus. We're talking about cars. A couple of people had to go to the hospital, 10 people in all injured. So anyway, just by sheer coincidence, it turns out the president was going to be in Pittsburgh today talking about how crappy the infrastructure is. And so anyway, the president is there. I don't know if Secretary Buttigieg is there. Do we know if Pete's there? I don't see him mentioned in the White House pool reports, the press pool reports. Maybe are they still breastfeeding the children? He and his husband, are they still? We don't know. Okay. He may be at home. He may still be on family leave. We don't know. We don't know where Pete Buttigieg is. The guy couldn't even fix potholes back when he was mayor of South Bend, but now apparently he's our transportation secretary. So Biden is at the site of the collapsed bridge. And according to I'm just going to read this. This is from the official White House press pool report. Along the way, the pool passed a man saying, "Let's go, Brandon." The guy had a bullhorn. Can you imagine? You've got a bridge that's collapsed. There's destruction all over the place. First responders, the president shows up, and you've got a local with a bullhorn. "Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon." The pool report also says another person held a sign reading, "Biden is not my president." Not the welcome they got. Hey, he's not Roethlisberger. You know, it is what it is. All right, let's go to the phones. Wow, the phones have been lit up for trivia today, Grace. Jeez, hello. Let's go to Connie. She is calling from WLOB, the Big Lobster up in Maine. Hey, Connie, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
Connie, after hearing the governor of West Virginia and Baby Dog, I'm doing great.
That was funny. That was great.
God bless the Gov. All right, Connie, we're going to help you win a prize here. Earlier this week, we talked about this well-known chocolate candy. They announced that they're going to change their mascot to make them more inclusive. What is the candy? Who are we talking about?
M&M's.
Yes, indeedy. Melt in your mouth, not in your hands. Connie, are you a big M&M fan?
Oh, my husband is. I like them, but not that much.
You know what I'm a big fan of? I just had some of this last night. The Ghirardelli chocolate.
I love them.
Oh, that's good stuff. My favorite's the chocolate with the mint, the dark chocolate with the mint cream. That's delicious.
Oh, I like the Christmas ones there with the tree bark.
The peppermint bark. I'm sorry, what did you call it?
Oh, peppermint bark. Yeah, some people call it the tree bark.
I love it.
That's the main version of it.
I just wanted to make sure, what are they eating up in Maine at Christmas time, Connie? I don't know what's going on up there.
No, it's
$7. Well, Connie, we are so glad that you called the show today. Are you having a good start to the year?
I am, definitely. It's just super cold out here.
Yeah, it's cold down here too, Connie. But probably nowhere near as cold. If it's 30 degrees, you guys are running around in shorts and t-shirts. You know, we're wearing scarves and mittens. All right, Connie.
I know, that's true.
We're going to put you on hold, and the lovely Grace is going to get your info, and we're going to send her a copy of our Daily Biscuit. I bet that'll translate well north of the Mason-Dixon line. I think it will. So anyway, congratulations, Connie. All right, and you're going to have another chance to win some prizes. Don't you worry about it. We came loaded for bear today. So look. The question at hand, and going back to Russia and Ukraine, Joe Biden and the Biden administration just seem to be itching for a fight. Something is really weird going on there, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. But a lot of people are beginning to weigh in and talk about this. Our good friend Jack Posobiec from Human Events, he's got sources inside the White House. And he's telling us that there is a lot of anger, a lot of hostility being directed at President Biden right now because people don't think he's capable. They just don't believe this guy is capable. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, again, toddstearns.com. And in the few seconds we have here, I just want to remind you, if you have not already done so, download our free app. You can do that in our live show blog. The link is right at the very top of the page. And we would love for you to download the app so you can listen to us wherever you are in America right now. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and podcast. The newsletter comes out every afternoon just a few minutes after the show, and it's always filled with some incredible information. All right, coming up, a crazy story about the National Institute of Health. They have funded a gay sex app for underage boys. This report just coming out. We're going to explain what your tax dollars were used for, America. Compliments of the National Institutes of Health. All right, got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right, folks, welcome to Hour 3 of the big show on this Friday. Good to have you with us. Interesting story out of Fox News, where a California mom is taking legal action against her child's school district. She's alleging that the her daughter's teachers convinced her, and by the way, the little girl's 11 years old, convinced her daughter that she was transgender and manipulated her into changing her gender identity without her parents' knowledge. We have the family's attorney on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program, Harmeet Dhillon. Harmeet, hope you're doing well today.
Yes, thanks for having me on this important issue.
I was stunned to hear this story, and I want you to set this up for our listeners. What's going on here?
What's going on, as I've learned since this story broke, is that all over the United States, you have school teachers who are secretly inculcating the following: gay-straight alliance clubs, transgender questionnaires, questionnaires about preferred gender pronoun at the beginning of the school year. This one is not secret, by the way. This is being sent to parents at the beginning of the school year. Questions like, are you trans? Are you gay? How do you identify sexually? This is for middle school children, children who aren't necessarily even thinking about sex and certainly shouldn't have exotic ideas planted in their head when they weren't there in the first place. And so you then have schools like the one in question here, the Spreckels School District, where you have multiple teachers and the principal engaged in secret activity that they deliberately conceal from the parents of these children to counsel these children how to, in the case of this girl, identify children who they think might be gay and or bi and or potentially trans and coach them towards that, binding their breasts, explaining to them about the options, urging that they use a unisex bathroom in the teacher's lounge. And again, most importantly, telling other teachers throughout California at a California Teachers Association meeting that was secretly taped and brought to our attention how to do this in quote-unquote conservative communities. So I would not have believed this myself if I hadn't heard what's going on and learned about it from this case. And so I can tell you that the heartbreak of all the parents all over the country who reached out to my law firm and told me that, hey, I'm sorry, it's too late for my daughter. She's living on the street now. She thinks she's a boy. She's gone through transition. Dozens of stories like this, Todd. So in this case, Jessica Conan was a mom who, as soon as she learned what was happening behind her back, she jumped on it and she took her daughter out of that school. And the daughter, thankfully, is beginning to return to her original identity, though she remains troubled and confused as a result of the indoctrination that she had at the hands of these middle school teachers, not trained psychiatrists, not physicians, not anybody who had a right to interfere with the parents' decision of how their daughter should be raised.
Harmeet, now correct me if I'm wrong here, but if this had happened outside the walls of the school, you would be talking about someone possibly being accused with being a predator. You'd be talking about sex offender charges, something of that nature.
You know, the question is, I mean, sex offender and so forth, there's a certain requirements of touching and other things like that. This is mental abuse of these children.
I see. This is
allegedly targeting these children, including allegedly using the software that they're required to use for distance learning to identify kids based on their searches on social media or on the internet who might be curious about sexual issues and then approach them about joining this gay straight alliance club or other categorizations like that. And telling the child, your mom is not trustworthy, let's keep this from her. And then finally springing it on the mom months after this indoctrination began and telling her, you are now to use the following pronouns. Your daughter will be referred to by her chosen male name in the school. They officially changed the school records reflecting the new gender identity. This is a child, not even a teenager. By the way, I don't think teenagers are mentally fit to make these choices either. But it is truly shocking what these teachers and the school district did. Now, in light of our legal claim that we filed last week, what happens? The California Teachers Association comes out and calls me a right-wing lawyer and starts the name-calling. They can't defend the activity. They simply come out and attack the people who are bringing it to the world's attention. So that's what we have going on here in California, but it's not. But for those of you who live outside California, don't be smug. This is happening all over the country.
You see, that's what I'm wondering. We were just talking yesterday about a school in Oregon where the teachers were using fifth graders to invite fourth graders to join a queer alliance club. And the school district, when parents were just furious about this, Harmeet, and the school district said, hey, we don't have a legal right to tell, we don't have to tell you anything. What's happening inside the school is happening inside the school, and therefore we don't need your permission.
Right. And, you know, one thing you have to look at is state law on these issues, because there are state laws that were originally meant to protect children in predatory environments in their home, perhaps victims of incest or something. There are certain circumstances in which a designated reporter has a right to communicate with a child. This is very different. This is average children not reaching out and seeking help about sexual predation at home. This is the opposite. The sexual predation is happening in the school, and the parent is being told, the parent is the one from whom the information is being concealed.
It is
unbelievable. And I think that, you know, parents need to be very alert to what's happening in the schools. I mean, so Todd, when you have situations like these teachers getting up and telling the kids, I'm queer, I'm bi, I'm gender fluid, why do children need to hear that? It is not relevant to the mandated education that everybody has to get in our system of government. It's not relevant, and it shouldn't be allowed.
And Harmeet, I mean, I don't know if you ever check out this on Twitter, the libs of TikTok. And it's just a shocking number of, and these teachers have no problem posting their beliefs and this, what they're doing in their classrooms to advance this really radicalized sex agenda here. They don't have a problem with it.
Well, I'm up in arms about it. I'm grateful to be having the opportunity, and this family is grateful to have learned about this in time, hopefully, to make a difference for this child. But I've spoken to experts about so-called gender transition, and the data shows that once a child goes down this path, starts taking drugs, even starts identifying name-wise and cross-dressing and so forth, they don't turn around. It isn't a fad that they go through. Like, you know, to give you a counterexample, my brother thought he was a fire truck or wanted to be a fire truck when he was a kid. You know, he's not a fire truck, neither could he become a fire truck. And yet with this gender issue, it is so ingrained societally. It is, has such a strong pull. It is being reinforced at every level. It is a one-way ratchet. It is a one-way street. So I think parents need to be very, very vigilant as to what's going on in their schools.
Harmeet, these are important words, and folks, we've got a link to the story up on our website. You've got to read this. Harmeet, we're going to stay on top of the story, and I'm so glad that you're tackling this, because this is a dangerous issue, and it is something that's happening in school districts all over America. So thanks for shining a bright light on this. Where can people go if they've got an issue like this happening in their school? Is there a place they can go to get more information on how to get help?
Well, you know, we're collecting stories and interviewing witnesses at the Center for American Liberty, the nonprofit that I founded that's sponsoring this litigation. So they can go to www.libertycenter.org. You know, there's a case page about this case. I'm not in a position to provide guidance or resources at this point. You know, I am no expert in terms of the science and the deprogramming here, but there are, journalists, lawyers like Abigail Schreier, who is, documenting these issues. She's got a good book out there about these. I recommend her book to people, and she's active on social media as well.
Good stuff.
So I recommend people learn about this, because if you get down the road and you learn, if they did what happened in this case, they spring it on you that this has been happening at school for months and you didn't know about it, it may be too late.
All right. Well, Harmeet, I'm glad they reached out to you, and let's just hope for a positive outcome here. Thank you again, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. That's Harmeet Dillon. Can you believe that? Folks, a school using teachers, predatory behavior, telling an 11-year-old child she's transgender, and then told the girl not to trust her parents. Keep that away from your mom and dad. Unbelievable what's happening in this country right now, folks. Unbelievable what's happening in our school district. And that's why so many moms and dads are rising up and speaking out. And that's why the school boards are getting concerned. Look, here in the Memphis, Tennessee area, Lakeland Prep School, preparatory school, you had a situation where they had a radicalized teacher on the faculty, and she was hell-bent on creating some sort of an LGBT club on campus and advancing that radicalized agenda in that school. I mean, this is some pretty nasty stuff that's going on. All that to say, it's like Harmeet said, it's not just California. It's happening all over America. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, I got to tell you about our friends over at the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. Are you 50 years of age or older like me? I'm 54, by the way. Look, AMAC is doing some incredible stuff. They are a conservative, action-oriented, 50-plus organization. I am a member. They are fighting every single day in Washington for our seniors. And that's why I decided to sign up for AMAC. By the way, you're also going to get incredible membership benefits and discounts on hotels, travel, restaurants, and most importantly, your membership will support your values. That's what we talk about on this radio program. The sponsors of our show are fellow conservatives. They're fellow people of faith. And we honor that, and we respect that. So go to amac.us/Todd. That's amac.us/Todd. And you're going to find incredible discounts, ways for you to sign up and become an AMAC member today. That's amac.us/Todd. All right, welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us today on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, I was reading a story in The Federalist last night, and it ties into a new CDC report, and the CDC finally admits what we all knew, from day one, that those masks really weren't keeping anybody safe from anything. It was for show. It was a little political theater. So anyway, a lot of schools around the country are forcing their kids to wear the masks. They still have to socially distance. They've got to eat outside in the freezing cold. And here in our neck of the woods, the school board over in Germantown, Tennessee, which is a conservative suburb, even though those folks have gone woke over at the school board, where they were punishing children who showed up to class not wearing a mask. Now, my understanding is they're not doing that anymore. But one of the school board members actually wrote, you know, read a statement saying that, you know what, we're going to let you parents speak, but we don't have to. There's no law that requires us to let you speak at our school board meeting. You have no right to speak, but we're going to let you because we are good and decent. We called them academic Nazis, and that's who they are. They're really academic fascist. Maybe that's the appropriate term we should use. But one of the things that that really stuck in my craw over that Germantown story is that not a single person on that school board rose up to denounce, to correct the fact, this statement that was coming out, that parents had no rights. Not a single person. So I still contend that what we need to do is start cleaning house. You know, the midterm election's coming up. There are a lot of school board races around the country. And my recommendation is know who the good school board members are and vote everybody else out. Now, you people in Germantown, Tennessee, you got no good people on your school board. Otherwise, somebody would have spoken up. Somebody would have had the courage, the man parts, cojones, to stand up and say, are you kidding me? We work for these people. We do what these people tell us to do. Nobody wanted to do that. They're all cowards. Otherwise, somebody would have stood up. I don't know. Maybe the one conservative on the Germantown school board in Tennessee, maybe they had an injured ankle. Maybe they couldn't stand up. They could have shouted, though. Well, maybe they had laryngitis and a bad foot. I don't think so. Anyway, there's a story out of The Federalist written by Joy Pullman. I love her writing. She's the executive editor of The Federalist. Great person. Joy says, if parents just pulled their kids from school for all of this COVID insanity, it would already be over. Now, look, we believe in homeschooling on this radio show. We believe that the public schools, by and large, are just too far gone. So you should either homeschool or get your kid into a good private school. By the way, I was speaking to a mutual friend of ours, Grace Baker. And this individual, she teaches history at a Christian school in the Memphis area.
Uh-huh.
She was telling me at the last open house, they were just overwhelmed. They have seen record numbers of moms and dads showing up wanting to get their kids the hell out of the public schools.
I don't blame them.
No. I mean, you got those people in Germantown running that school system over there?
Which shocks me.
No way.
That is a very conservative area in terms of the residents there.
You heard, talk to them. Yeah, you heard what that woman said. We've got the audio somewhere where she was saying, you don't have a right.
Yeah.
Let's play, or let's find it. Let's play that. Let people hear it for themselves. Don't believe
GMSD, by its policy, allows persons to address the board during citizens to be heard section of its agenda, but only within certain guidelines. Tennessee law makes no specific provisions for this participation of the public at school board meetings. Thus, there is no inherent or legal right of citizens to make comments during a school board meeting.
That is the voice of a fascist. Now, it's a very lovely voice with that lovely, genteel Southern accent, but it is still a fascist. That kind of stuff has to be rooted out of our school boards across America. I don't care where you are. By the way, Grace, speaking of accents, the lady from Maine who called in a little while ago,
yes,
the Bach.
Oh,
the,
I loved
the Christmas
it.
Bach. I asked her to repeat it. I knew what she said. I just wanted to hear her say it.
I love it.
The Christmas, the peppermint Bach. I love
it's
that.
It's the greatest.
Connie from Maine.
One of my favorite accents.
You know what, Connie? You got to call us back sometime next week. I don't care what you want to talk about. I just want to hear you talk.
You can talk about anything. You can talk about all the different trees and the bark on the trees.
Oh, that's true. Hey.
Yeah, you got.
Hey, Connie, how does baby dog, what does she do? She barks. This is a weird day, guys. A weird day. We'll be right back, America. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us on this busy Friday. Hope things are going well for you, wherever you might be across the country. We are honored to have with us on the Patriot Newsmaker line, Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a Marine veteran, Brian Talley. Brian has a book that is out called I Did Not Choose This Job, It Chose Me. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Todd. I sincerely appreciate the opportunity.
And Brian, what's your book about?
The book is about just a regular Joe, just an everyday average American, a man who was living the American dream. And one day I found myself in the middle of a whirlwind of nightmares as I was battling VA medical malpractice and gross negligence that nearly took my life and has left me in permanent pain and permanent injuries.
And you document this in your book.
Correct. Yeah. You know, it's about, you know, like I said, it's about a man who stands up for the good of the country. You know, I didn't have a member of Congress when I was going through all this stuff and the VA hit me with a 74-year VA legal loophole that essentially has destroyed the lives of veterans and their families for generations by deflecting all liability away from the VA hospital and putting it on the backs of unidentified independent contractors who are walking and working within the halls and the walls of the VA. So I went to my congressman. At the time, my congressman was Duncan Hunter. He ended up getting indicted on federal charges and lost his seat in Congress. So against all odds, and my lowest and most painful and vulnerable time in my life, I took it upon myself to draft an online legislative team. I drafted my own bill, and I hand-delivered it to Congress, where I went door-to-door urging lawmakers to change this outdated law that has destroyed the lives of veterans for far too long. And, you know, I'm very happy to report that President Trump signed my bill into law on January 5th of 2021. And, you know, it was a very, tough time in my life, you know, to go through and to take on the, you know, a bureaucracy of the federal government and being a broken man, you know, just filling his pockets up with pain pills and anxiety meds, again, working for the good of the country to ensure the rights and protections of all veterans. So what happened to me and my family never happens again.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And if nothing else, President Trump demonstrated over the years that he was going to try and fix what was extremely broken in the VA. I wish he'd had 8 years, consecutive years, you know, for the four-year, you know, two terms, so that he could really have cleaned house, because there was a lot of cleaning that needed to get done.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, again, it took a man like me to get in there to have a seat at the table and to sit down with lawmakers to, provide a solution to a systemic problem. And, you know, through, you know, 11,000 hours of my own time and my own dime, through perseverance and resilience, I had four bills introduced in Congress, three in the House and one in the Senate. And once I got my seat at the table, Todd, I never gave up my seat until the mission was complete.
Well, good for you, Brian. And again, where can people go if they want to get a copy of the book, which I understand is just out? Is that right?
Correct. So this is a 6-year story, you know, that entails, a broken man, a man who is 99% done on himself, and against all odds, just kind of stood up one day and began to fight again for the good of the country. I wrote a book. It's a phenomenal book for anybody to read. It'll add value to the lives of anybody who decides to pick it up, especially veterans who have ever been in a VA hospital. The book is called I Didn't Choose This Job, It Chose Me. And my name is Brian J. Talley, T-A-L-L-Y. And, you know, and again, you know, just very blessed to have this opportunity to share my book out there with your with your listeners.
All right. Well, again, congratulations on the book. That is a Herculean feat, getting that out there and writing that and publishing that. Folks, we have a link to the book on our live show blog. I Didn't Choose This Job, It Chose Me. The author is Brian Talley, who has a great inspirational story, and I would encourage you to get a copy. Brian, thanks for coming on the program today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Todd. I sincerely appreciate it.
All right. Brian Talley, a Marine veteran and the author of a new book, President Trump signing legislation that bears his name. And you can read all about that, I'm sure, in his book that is just coming out. And we do have that we have that link over on our live show blog. All right. Let's throw out a another trivia question here. You know what? We're going to take a break, and we will regroup. When we come back, we'll throw out a couple of other trivia questions, have some audio to play for you as well. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, General Milley, the angry white guy dude, was before the cameras just a little while ago. Here's what he had to say about Ukraine.
It's the policy of the United States government to continue to support an independent Ukraine and their goals. And we are continuing our effort to enhance their ability to protect themselves. We strongly encourage Russia to stand down and to pursue a resolution through diplomacy.
So I'll throw this theory out there for you, and let's see if this sticks. It could very well be possible that the Russians are not going to invade Ukraine. Ukrainians know this. That's why they're not all that worried. And yet, Joe Biden, in an effort to somehow bolster or shore up his plummeting ratings in America, is trying to create a war, try to create some sort of a conflict, knowing there's not going to be a conflict, so they can take credit when the Russians do not invade Ukraine, which is what they did not want to do in the first place. And is it possible that in the midst of all of this, the Russians could finally say, blank you, Biden, and say, you know what, just for the heck of it, we've already got all the tanks there. We're just going to go ahead and invade after all. We weren't going to do it, but since you kept pushing us, Joe Biden, and poking the bear, okay, fine. Let's go ahead and invade. It's a mess over there, folks. It is a great big mess. And Joe Biden, what was it President Obama said? Never underestimate the ability of Joe Biden to blank things up. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868, Georgia. PJ, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, PJ, what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the lawlessness of the Democratic Party. I have never seen in all my days people blatantly doing stuff that's just totally lawless, all the way to the schools. Under a Donald Trump, they never could do anything like that. But under this administration, it's just a horrible thing. And opening up our borders, they just want to get the people over here so they'll get their vote. They don't care about these people.
PJ, the Democrats see that there are cracks and fracture lines within the black community when it comes to support of the Democrat Party. Now, is it on the verge of total collapse? No, I don't think so. It ought to be, but it's not. But the Democrats see this, and they're concerned, and they realize they've got to find another demographic that they can bring in, that they can control, and they can get their votes. And that's what they see these illegals for. This is all about a power move. That's all this is.
Yes, sir. Do you believe that when they open the borders so much and get so many over here, that then they're responsible to financially take care of them, and it's going to overload our systems, and the money that they're all trying to get a hold of is just to shore them up from what they've let in the country?
Well, it already is, PJ. It already is. And we were talking with Congressman Fallon from Texas a little while ago, and he reiterated the dire situation in many of those border towns that have been overwhelmed. And we're talking about the schools, the healthcare system. They don't have any places to put these people. It's just unbelievable. So, PJ, I mean, it's a good thought, and we've got to pay attention to that. But the problem is there are so many fires burning right now because of the Biden administration. It's almost next to impossible to get anybody to truly report aside from, you know, Newsmax. Hey, cut one. Thanks for the call, PJ. Cut one. Tucker Carlson, by the way, weighing in on these videos of the illegals being loaded onto airplanes.
Body cam footage from the police department in Westchester County, New York. The footage shows about 100 apparently illegal immigrants, mostly teenagers, getting off a charter flight in the middle of the night in Westchester. The migrants then get on buses. Someone on the tape describes how, quote, DHS wants this on the lowdown. In other words, secret, so you won't know about it, despite the fact you're a U.S. citizen who is paying for it. They're hiding it from you. They're doing this without your consent, speaking of an attack on democracy. In the footage, Westchester police express their frustration with what's happening.
You trying to figure out what this is?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So we've been having, you're on a secure facility here, and we don't really know anything, and we're in charge of security. So that's hence where we're having a problem here.
So, yeah, we're hanging out here on the tarmac, like that.
I don't know anybody.
I used to pick up basketball teams that had more security.
Yeah, 100%. And very easily, you know, a few people could just go that way. So I'm here to... Oh, yeah. It's slowly coming together. but we also don't know, you know, really what's happening, how they're getting here, whatever else.
Now, just to be completely clear, what you just saw is illegal. That's a crime. That's why they're keeping it secret. The U.S. government is not allowed to abet the breaking of federal law. Sorry. And that's exactly what they're doing. In the footage, a government contractor explains that the flights of illegal immigrants arrive at smaller airports to keep them hidden from the public.
You don't want to be somewhere where the spotlight is.
Yeah.
You want to try to keep it as down low as possible. A lot of this is just...
No, I get it. I just, like I said...
stuff that we don't tell people. Because what we don't want to do is attract attention. We don't want the media.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even know where we're going when they tell us.
There you go. And this is what's happening right now in many cities around our nation. And you, the taxpayers, you don't even know anything about it. It's happening in the dark of night. All right, going to throw out another trivia question here. I told you, I promised you we were going to do that. Famous music artist was removed off of Spotify after making the music platform choose between him and Joe Rogan. Who is that musical artist? 844-747-8868. If you know the answer, that's 844-747-8868. I want to go to Roger in Maine. And Roger, I understand you may have seen something with regard to these illegals being flown all over the country.
Yes, sir, I did. Good afternoon. It was about 3 months ago. I saw two U.S. Marshals aircraft. I ran the tail numbers on these aircraft. I got pictures I can send you. The aircraft are 737s that came back to the U.S. Marshal Service, and they unloaded what looked to me like border crossers into two Bureau of Prisons buses, and they headed north on Interstate 95. I have no idea where they went, Todd, but they're here in Maine.
And Roger, tell us the airport where this happened. Do you...
Right out of the Portland Jetport.
The Portland Jetport, and there were were you able to estimate how many illegals you saw?
Well, I don't know how many people fit on a big tour bus. It's probably at least 50.
Yeah,
so I saw at least 100.
Wow,
getting on those two buses, and there were two aircraft. One was there before the other one. I didn't see the buses with that. But I can send you the pictures. I got the tail numbers on them, and they come back registered to the Marshal Service.
Yeah, Roger, I'd want to see those photos. And when we get finished here, I'm going to put you on hold, and Grace will get your info. I'm curious to know your reaction, though, Roger. This is even happening in the great state of Maine.
It's atrocious, and it's having a hard impact on our economy. You know, I drive over, and just recently there's been hundreds of new drivers come on, and it's really affecting my livelihood. And I'm not going to say what the effect is from, but I think we all have an idea.
It's a fair point. I mean, again, these illegals are taking jobs away from American citizens. These illegals are taking resources away from American taxpayers, and we've got to be able to start exposing that, and we've got to get Republicans up on Capitol Hill. When they retake control of Congress, they're going to have to address this. Roger, hang tight. Appreciate the eyewitness report there, and Grace will get your info. There you have it, and we would love to hear from you if you have seen something similar. Take photographs. Document it and send it to us, and we'll get that information out there. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Robert in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. All right, Robert, we had a musical entertainer very upset that Joe Rogan is still on Spotify, and he wanted his music removed. It's either Rogan or me. And it looks like Spotify picked Rogan. Who are we talking about, Robert?
Neil Young.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was still around.
Apparently he is, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations, Robert. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you a little gift in the mail as a way of saying thank you, and thanks for playing trivia today. Jeez-a-loo. I saw Barry Manilow. You know, every time you see somebody trending on Twitter, you get a little nervous. You never know if it's if it's that person's time. But anyway, I think Manilow was weighing in on the Spotify thing as well. I'm telling you, this issue of censorship is going to get worse. Back in, 2014, 2015, there was a study done, Pew Research, and they actually determined that about 40% of millennials at the time, 40% of millennials believe there should be limits on free speech. And now here we are, almost 10 years later, and we're literally seeing people being censored, not because of hate speech, but because of a difference of opinion. And we're not talking about horrible language here. We're talking about a difference of opinion. And these people are literally being censored. So I'm not surprised. That's only going to get worse unless we address this within, again, our public school systems. And moms, dads, you've got to make sure your kids are learning the Constitution, not from your teachers, but from you, mom and dad. All right, folks, been a great week here on the program. We're going to do this all over again next week. Thank you for the kind words earlier this week. Great to be healthy again. Want to thank Kyle and Grace. Thank you all. Get out there. Have a great Friday. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend, America.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.